From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims that Islamic militants are responsible for the shelling death of the top military commander Mustafa Bedreddin near Syria's Damascus airport on Friday. Hezbollah announced Bedreddin's death before holding a military funeral for the commander later in the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it has launched an investigation and found an explosion which led to the martyrdom of Commander Mustafa Bedreddin was the result of artillery bombardment carried out by Takfiri, or Sunni extremist groups, in the area. Hezbollah fighters carried the commander's coffin through the streets of southern Beirut on Friday in a funeral procession. 55-year-old Bedreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 people, including at least one child, were wounded Saturday in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for this attack. The United Nations says in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions in providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. The United Nations bans North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group now says that some of those pistols, the same type, are for sale on the black market in Kinshasa. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the southern tip of the country's coast, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into two fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State territories is a top priority of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restricting the foreign fighters' movements. Meantime, the U.S. military has its first female combat commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as head of the U.S. Northern Command Friday with a change of command ceremony and a speech.
As a military leader, I will never forget that my greatest responsibility is to defend our homelands and to protect their people, national powers, and freedom of action.
Robinson is now responsible for protecting the continental U.S., Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and a large section of the surrounding waters. Secretary Carter praised her ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez was indicted Friday, charged with defrauding the government through her handling of the country's currency futures market while in office. Also charged, former Economic Minister Axel Kicillof and former Central Bank President Alejandro Vannoli in connection with a scheme to keep the value of the peso deflated. The case caused Argentina to lose billions of dollars, according to court papers. Reuters news agency reports no arrest warrants have been issued. An elderly Buddhist monk has been found hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh. The body of 75-year-old Meng Shui Yuchak was found early today in an isolated village temple 350 kilometers southeast of Dhaka. The police say they do not know any motive or who may have killed the monk. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.